And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme in the second hour is making it. Each of my guests is discussing their plan for success in life and in business. My first guest explained how to succeed in life without really trying. We discussed what he learned along the way from his book, The Accidental Millionaire. My next guest teaches others how to make their lives and their careers blast off. We'll talk about life coaching as a way to achieve maximum success from her latest book, Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to speak to my guest, Allison Maslin, you can call us at 639-0008. Allison Maslin is regarded as the preeminent strategic life and business strategist in the United States. Allison is the founder and the president of Blast Off Life and Business Coaching. Allison has been an entrepreneur for many years and has a vibrant, powerful array of 9 successful businesses to her credit in a variety of different industries. She has the number one best-selling author, and she's an international speaker and the president of the Homeopathic Wellness Center in Encinitas, California. When she was in her 20s, Allison built the Barley Group, which is a full-service advertising and public relations firm. Her clients included Supercuts, Allstate Insurance, Merrill Lynch, Charlotte Russe, and MCI. As a powerful real estate investor, Allison manages several properties and coaches others to do the same. She's also built one of the most renowned homeopathic colleges in the country. We're going to discuss her number one selling book, Blast Off, The Surefire Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality, in which Allison gives her tips for tapping into your passion and finding a fulfilling career or hobby. Welcome to the show, Allison. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure, and I understand that congratulations are in order. Today is your birthday, so happy birthday from all of us here at KKZZ.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to celebrate right on your show.
All right. Well, let's not get carried away. We want to get through the interview first, and then we can celebrate after that. Good. So let's talk about your book, and let's talk about your consulting, because everything that you teach is really a product of your personal journey and your achievements. So let's start with the story behind how you decided to write the book, Blast Off.
Well, Bill, I, as you said in my intro, have built several businesses. I've been an entrepreneur since a young age. My father had the largest chain of women's clothing stores privately owned in the U.S. in the 70s and early 80s. And he had such a passion for business, and I would hang on his coattails and follow him from store to store. And his philosophy was just, if you have a passion, if you have a dream, you can really make it a reality. So he was obviously a big mentor of mine.
Yes.
And so, you know, I just have always had this philosophy, the same philosophy, and I have had many interests, and I just go for them, and I don't allow anybody to tell me that it can't be done. And I really didn't know what my secret was for success, but, you know, people started asking me through the years, Allison, can you teach me? Can you teach me what you do and how you do it? So when I decided I was going to coach others, I had to really spend some time meditating and going internal because they were unconscious talents that I had.
And I see.
I went internal and made a roadmap for success. I really outlined how I was doing it, and that was really how Blast Off, the book, was born. And it's just a real roadmap for people, because we often have a dream and it sounds wonderful, but it often feels lofty, and we don't know how to fill the gap from getting from here to there. And that's really what the book does.
And that's what Blast Off is all about. We're talking to Allison Maslin, everybody. Now, many of the listeners listening to the sound of our voice are listening at work. So let's start the discussion talking about someone who wants to blast off in their career on the career of their dreams. So my first guest did it when he left pharmacology to pursue a career in photography, became a world-famous photographer for that. But not all of my listeners are willing to take that risk. So give us some of your tips from the Blast Off program to help launch us on the career path of our dreams.
Absolutely. First of all, you know, there was a study done recently that 85% of people were miserable in their job, which is a very sad statistic, because we spend a about 75,000 hours at our job between age 25 to 65. That's most of our life, which I really feel contributes to a pretty high rate of depression. And so the first thing is for people to understand that there are other choices, that you can create a better life for yourself, to know that that is possible. Now, when people come to me for coaching, I don't just say, okay, you need to quit your job, because obviously they have responsibilities, they've got, you know, mortgage to pay and so forth. So I help them create what I call a bridge to a new path. So I help them develop a new business on the side, so they are, you know, this part-time entrepreneur, and as that business starts to build and they start getting revenue for that, then if possible, they can take the job to part-time. Usually by that point, they're so excited that they just want to, you know, jump full bore into the business. But that way, they have some grounding. You know, they're not jumping off into the complete unknown. So that gives them some stability.
I like that. We're talking to Allison Maslin, everybody, author of the book Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. And Allison, do people come to you where they really don't even know what their dream job might be, that you have to kind of coach them into what some of the opportunities are, so that open their horizons a bit?
Definitely. You know, sometimes people feel like they have to know what they want to do before they come to me for coaching. And I actually really love them to come with a clean slate and not know, even if they have some ideas, because when we have a blank canvas, we can really paint anything. And I have some creative processes that I've developed, and some of them are also in my book, to really help them unearth what their passions are, what inspires them, what their gifts are, and what I call the shine factor, which is what do you do in your life that you are just in the flow, and it just comes natural to you, and people say, hey, you know, Bill, you're so fantastic at that. So we really unearth these things, and it begins to paint a theme, and then we look at how do we take these themes in your life that you are drawn to and turn that into a career or business. So I really help them get the clarity on that. They do not need to know that before they start coaching with me.
Oh, the shine factor. Allison, I like that. That's a clever little phrase. I've written that one down. What I liked most about reading your book was that as a homeopathic healer, you understand the totality of an integrated plan, and that one must have a life plan that includes a healthy mind, body, spirit, as well as having limitless living and financial security and all of that. So how can you use your Blast Off program to achieve the type of balance that we all want in our lives?
Well, what you said is absolutely accurate, because, you know, our career affects our relationship, and if we don't feel good in our health, we don't have the motivation to set goals and follow them, and, you know, and our career affects our finances. So everything works together, and that's why my process is much more holistic, because we really do need to have that balance in our life. And if we're working, you know, 24/7, that's not a healthy life either. So I really help people get clarity on what I call the big picture vision. What are their big life dreams and goals in every single aspect of their life? And then I help them break it down into very small steps. I call mini feats, which are small steps of accomplishment. And it makes reaching the goals so much easier, so that you can be doing several things at one time, but just in small bits. So it's not overwhelming. A mini feat might be just 10 minutes a day. And I also have a software program that I developed called Blast Station, and it's interactivelifecoach.com. And people can really develop all their dreams and goals on there and break it down into workable steps, so they know exactly what to do every single day.
I like that. Mini feats. That's the way to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. That's great.
Yes.
Stuff. We're talking to Allison Maslin, everybody. Allison, most people, though, listening to the sound of her voice, maybe because they are listening at work, really are interested in financial freedom and prosperity, because with the financial freedom, it really allows them to live a fuller life and enjoy more of what life has to offer. What are some of the tips that you teach in Blast Off about helping people to achieve financial freedom and prosperity?
Yes, I have some great exercises in my book to help people to open themselves to the limitless opportunities of financial prosperity. And the first one is the mindset, because we often got negative beliefs in childhood, either from our parents or just, you know, being around people that were worrying about money, with ideas that you know, there is nothing out there for you. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. Who do you think you are going after that dream, and so forth. And even if we don't, on a conscious level, believe that, those unconscious old tapes continue to play. And when we're operating from that place, it's difficult to create prosperity. So it's really important that we release those old beliefs. The second thing is that a lot of times people jump after the next money scheme because they think it's going to make them rich. But then they don't have the heart with it, and it doesn't last. You know, they may be all excited for a couple months, but if you're going to really create something to be successful, you got to work with it over a long period of time. And that's why if you really find your true calling and what your passion is, you're going to give it the energy and the drive that it needs to succeed. And that's what I really help people do in my coaching program, in my book, is to help people get clarity on what they would love to do, what would fit their lifestyle, so they're excited to jump into it every single day and give it, you know, what it needs to succeed. And that's where the financial rewards will come.
All right. We're talking to Allison Maslin, author of the book Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. Allison, you yourself have started 9 businesses. So talk to me about, you say the businesses take time to mature and you've got to invest not months, but perhaps years into it. Did you have any overnight success businesses? And tell us the story of how they became overnight successes.
Well, they've been in all different industries. One of my first business was an advertising PR firm, and honestly, Bill, I had no knowledge or education in advertising whatsoever. I used to do greeting cards. I wrote these little greeting cards for businesses that I used to make on my own, and companies would ask me, you know, do you do brochures? Do you buy radio? And I had no idea how to do those things, but my dad used to say yes, and then figure it out how to do it later. And so that's what I would do, and people would ask me, you know, do you buy radio? And then I would go and hang out at the radio station so that I could learn. And I worked with other mentors and coaches all throughout the years, and that really made the path to my success so much faster. And that agency was very profitable within a year. There are many consulting and service businesses that you can go into that cost nothing to start up. I mean, probably your investment would be building a website, and that's it, because you're really selling your time. So, you know, people often feel that they have to invest an incredible amount of money into a business, but that's not necessarily true. If you're charging your time for dollars, you could be making, you know, a good living within 6-8 months.
Wow, that's incredible. Allison, I find it interesting. You did start these 9 different businesses. You've had great success in business itself. But interestingly enough, while you had great success in business, you weren't so lucky in love. So tell us how you applied your blast-off principles to finding your soulmate.
Well, I love to share this story. Yes. The business aspect of my life came easy to me because I had a very good role model there, and I didn't have so much on relationships. But once I had this aha moment that, you know, if I'm creating a system and I'm you know, manifesting these businesses, I should be able to do that in the relationship. And I had several relationships, wonderful guys, just not the right match. So once I got really clear on what I wanted in a relationship, just like in a business, because I always create what I call a big picture vision, and I write a story about it in the present tense as if it's already happening now to really bring that in reality. And that's what I did for a relationship. And I would visualize this person in my life. I would talk as if he was already here, just, you know, because so many people, you get to a certain age, they would say to me, Allison, what you want doesn't exist. It's really hard to find a man in your 40s. all of those things. And I really just blocked all that negativity out. And I knew inside that the right person was out there for me. And so I just followed, I have the whole process in my book. But I said to my friends, I made a statement that I'm going to meet my soulmate by August 4th. And this was in June of 2005. And so I was really stating that fact to bring that into reality. And they were like, okay, Allison, you know, we hope that happens. Don't get upset if it doesn't. And I ended up meeting him. The date was August 12th, and I ended up meeting him August 4th. So he showed up a week before.
Wow.
And, yeah, so I had spent all these years just really, you know, again, meeting wonderful guys, but they weren't the right match. And once I got clarity on who I was as a person and who was going to be the right match for me, that's what I visualized. I wrote about it. I talked about it. And then there he was 2 months later.
Proof positive that your techniques work. We've been talking to Allison Maslin, everybody, author of the book Blast Off, The Surefire Success Plan to Launch Your Dreams into Reality. Allison, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, maybe learn more about your life coaching, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
They can go to my website at www.myblastoff.com, and they can find information about my book and my software and my coaching and all my programs right there.
That's great, Allison. It has been very educational. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and happy birthday.